In extraordinary research led by researchers in Melbourne, a drug used to treat heart failure and high blood pressure called carvedilol may reduce the spread and growth of breast cancer and the chances of dying of the disease. It's part of a theme in cancer research where there's a global search for drugs that are used for something else but which can be repurposed at low cost and low toxicity. Erica Sloan is Associate Professor of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences at Monash University. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a beta blocker, which blocks the part of the, what's called the sympathetic nervous system, the fright and flight response. It's used for heart failure and for blood pressure. As we've said, some people take it for anxiety, fast heartbeat. Why on earth would you imagine, to start with, that it could have an effect on breast cancer?
So this came about because of a series of studies that we've done over a number of years now, looking at how that fight or flight response affects cancer. And so we've done a collection of studies in models of cancer and now recently in patients, looking at how the fight or flight response actually acts on cancer cells and on other cells in the tumour that help within the cancer spread.
What do they do? What does that stress do? Because acute stress we're talking about here.
Yeah, so it is acute stress, but it's acute stress also over a longer period. And certainly anybody who's had a first-hand experience of cancer knows that the diagnosis and the treatment is a highly stressful time. What we found is that stress acts on the cancer cells and makes them more invasive, so they're more likely to spread through the body. For many cancers, it's not the original cancer that causes a problem. Surgeons can remove, for example, a breast cancer, but when it spreads somewhere else, then it becomes a problem.
So you looked at mice to start with. What did you find in mice?
Yeah, so in mice, we found that carvedilol stops the effect of these fight or flight neurotransmitters on the cancer cells. It stops them becoming invasive. And what this means is that the cancer doesn't spread as much in the mouse.
So it means that nerves have an effect, if you like, because this is transmitted by sympathetic nerves. That nerves have an effect on tumours rather than things in the blood.
Right, that's right. And so this idea that nerves are present in the cancer and have an effect on cancer is really new. Like, this is only in the last couple of years that we've begun to understand that cancers do have nerves in them. Sometimes they grow into the nerve in the tissue that they're growing in, and there's kind of growing evidence that perhaps they might actually stimulate their own nerves to grow.
So in mice, you found a definite effect. And then you had a backward look at women with breast cancer.
Yes. So we looked at a cohort of women. This was in collaboration with some collaborators in Norway, where they have these amazing data sets that look at both the hospital report, like we just heard about in the last story, but also they match that with the pharmaceuticals, so the drugs that these patients are using as well. And that allowed us to identify women with breast cancer who were taking some of these cardiac drugs of different sorts, and we could look at the women who were taking carvedilol and then the women who were taking other different types of cardiac drugs. And what we found is that those that were taking carvedilol had vastly improved outcomes compared to those that were taking other sorts of cardiac drugs for similar types of heart problems.
So this is in terms of recurrence and survival.
That's right, yeah. So it's how much the cancer has spread, but also what their overall survival was.
Carvedilol is not the only beta blocker. There are lots of beta blockers on the market. Why did you choose carvedilol rather than one of the others? And I suppose what I'm really saying there, is this a general effect of beta blockers, or is there something specific about carvedilol?
So it seems to be a general effect of beta blockers. Not all beta blockers. We've done some studies with propranolol, which is another clinically used beta blocker, and we saw similar effects with that. We looked at carvedilol because it's already being used in cancer patients to treat some of the side effects of chemotherapy. So some chemotherapy drugs, not all, but some of them can have adverse effects on the heart, and carvedilol is used in that situation. What we're seeing, though, is it's really some of the older style beta blockers that seem to have this effect. And it's likely because they were less selective for the heart. They also target another receptor that's not found at so high levels in the heart. And it seems like that's the receptor that cancer cells use to hear this stress response.
So in fact, there's a benefit from being a bit messy. So in a sense, because not so targeted. And so one assumes now that you need to do a randomized trial to really prove it up, because all you find is associations and retrospective studies.
Absolutely. So this was the first step. The fact that there seems to be an association there really provides some evidence that it would be worth doing a clinical trial, and that's what we're sort of starting to look at now. The clinical trial would really be needed to repurpose this drug for cancer.
That's fantastic news. Let's hope it works out.
Thanks very much.
Erica Sloan is Associate Professor of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences at Monash University. This has been the Health Report. I'm Norman Swan.